If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Psalm 18, 18th Psalm. I admit, out of the Psalms, this is one of my favorites. God has used this in my life personally, and I find myself, like Chris talked about the music, I find myself often going back to this Psalm. And as an encouragement, as a shot in the arm, as a motivator for me, as instruction for me, and I admit that this is one of my favorites. I may have shared this story, just an opening illustration with you before, but a few years ago, actually, when I was, it's been several years ago now, but I was at my office and got USA Today. That morning, in the paper, on the front page of the paper, was the phone number of the White House. I don't know if you've ever done this, but I decided I was going to call the president that day. I don't know if you've ever done that. I don't know. It was on the USA Today, for goodness sakes. And so I don't know if there were, you know, hundreds of people, thousands of people. Maybe, I don't know how many people called. But I called, and I got through. A lady answered the phone, said, "Good morning. This is the White House. May I help you?" And I said, "Yes. May I speak to the president, please?" And even telling you the story this morning, you're not going to believe what happened. You're not going to believe it. It's kind of unbelievable even for me. And I'm telling the story that what happened. That's all I did. The number was in the paper and on the front page of the paper. And I called, the lady answered the phone, and that's all I said is, "May I speak to the president, please?" And again, you're not going to believe what happened. You're not going to believe it. That's all I did, was call and ask. That's all I did. I called and asked, and the lady was really kind, and that's what I said. "Could I speak to the president, please?" And you're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe it. They wouldn't let me talk to him. Hey, I'm a United States citizen. You know, and I didn't say I voted for him, but I didn't say that. But they wouldn't let me talk to him. In fact, they kind of wondered what I wanted with him, and then those guys in dark suits showed up. But no, I'm just kidding. But then I figured, okay, wait a minute. I couldn't talk to the president. I'm going to try the governor of Pennsylvania. I'm going to try. So I had to look up his number, you know, and by the magic of Google. And, you know, I look up this number, and I called the governor's mansion in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I live in Pennsylvania. I was born in Pennsylvania. So a guy answered the phone this time, and I said, "Yes, may I speak to the governor, please?" And even telling you this morning, I know you're not going to believe this either. I know you're not going to believe it. They wouldn't let me talk to him either. And I'm like, wait a minute, I was born in Pennsylvania. You know, I've lived in this state. No, they wouldn't let me talk to him. So I figured, okay, I'm not done. I'm going to try the mayor of Clark Summit. I had to look up his number too, and I called him, and come to find out, who knew? He doesn't even work there. I don't know what he does, but he shows up at parades. Folks, I couldn't talk to the president. I couldn't talk to the governor. I couldn't talk to the mayor of my town. I don't know those people. But I know you know this. At any moment that I want, I can talk to the God of this universe. The Bible says that our God, Mel's paraphrase, sets up kings and takes down kings. I can go over their head. I can talk to God. Because of my relationship with Jesus Christ, I can talk to the God of this universe. And to realize that this psalm illustrates that for us in a very vivid and dramatic way. Let me read it. Psalm 18. I'm going to read down through verse 19. Psalm 18, down through verse 19. Again, admitting to you, one of my favorites in a lot of ways, and I'll explain that as we go through. Psalm 18, 1 through 19. Just follow along as I listen. "I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord." We know that we sing this song. "Who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol, or the grave, surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, verse 6, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God, and he heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Verse 7, then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were uncovered at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. And he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me, in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place, and he delivered me because he delighted in me. We're going to stop there. That's our text this morning. Pray with me quickly. We'll ask God's blessing on our brief Bible study this morning. I thank you, Father, for your word. I thank you for the incredible resource of prayer. That we can call upon you, cry out to you in our distress, and you hear. And you release the very resources of heaven for us. Father, I thank you for that. And I pray that this psalm once again would be an encouragement and instruction for us this morning. Father, I thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to talk with you again quickly about sources of comfort during incredibly difficult times. This is a great psalm, and I read to you several verses out of here. If you have your Bibles there, if you'll look in your text, probably it's a lot like mine, and that is before verse 1 actually begins in the psalm, there's a little paragraph, right? And in there it says this. I'm reading from the New King James. It says this. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day the Lord delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies. And from the hand of Saul. And then he said the words of this song. Well, if you have a study Bible, you're seeing that there in your notes as well. But I want to show you quickly where that is in the Scriptures. If you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Samuel chapter 22. 2 Samuel chapter 22. There is the passage that the psalmist is referring back to. It's a song. Praise there for God's deliverance in David's life, chapter 22, verse 1. Then David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hands of all of his enemies. And then you go on and read the words of this song are there. And so you could see. If you do me a favor, please, I'm going to come back to this in just a moment, but put something there in your Bibles and turn back with me to Psalm 18. I want to share with you three quickly sources of comfort during incredibly difficult times. Three sources of comfort. Number one is this. You can lean on the Lord when confronted by enemies. You can lean on the Lord for strength when confronted by enemies, which is a theme in this book, in this chapter. They're confronted by the enemies. Look quickly, if you would please, for me at verse 18. I'll just, where I get this point from. It says there, they confronted me in the day of my calamity, but in contrast to that, the Lord, again, I'm reading from New King James, was my support. That's a word that means a staff, literally, or something to lean on. Folks, we can, during those difficult times, lean on the Lord for support, even when we're confronted by the enemies. I read this chapter to you, and you can read it again in 2 Samuel, but there is a progression of enemies. It talks about our enemies. It talks about my strong enemies. It talks about my two strong enemies. Folks, we don't often like to admit this, but there are enemies of the faith out there. And there are times when those enemies confront us or block our path. It talks about that here. Look at the beginning of verse 18. They confronted me in the day of my calamity. Isn't that always how it is? We're having a hard time anyway, and then there's something else that blocks our path. Our enemies, our strong enemies, our two strong enemies. That's what happened. Some of you have heard me tell this story before. Years ago, we lived in Michigan. We were driving to see Peggy's family in Iowa. We were making that trip from the Detroit area around Chicago out to Iowa. We got to Chicago during rush hour traffic. Not a wise thing to do. If you've ever been in Chicago, where 80 and 90 and 94, it's like every interstate in America comes together right there, right? You know, I mean, if you've ever been out there in the Midwest, you know where it is. I got there, rush hour traffic. We end up being delayed for a long, long time. You know how it is. You're in a traffic jam, and you inch forward, you stop and stop and wait, inch forward. Traffic is just packed. And I was there in traffic. I'm confessing this to you. And I wasn't paying attention, and I hit the guy in front of me. Just a fender bender, I bumped into him. I've told people I was either talking to my wife and yelling at the kids or yelling at my wife and talking to the kids. It was one of them. I admit I was distracted. I was, and I bumped this guy. He's sitting, it's hot, hot, hot summer day, and he's sitting there in his car, and you know, I hit his bumper. Amazing thing happens right there on the interstate in Chicago. This guy gets out of his car. He throws his door open. He runs back to me just running. His face is red. Sweat is pouring down his face. He's got both fists clenched. And he's swearing at me as loud as he could. And I'm thinking, I'm the one that hit him. I knew it was my fault. And I said to my wife, you know, honey, I better get out and at least say I'm sorry, see if there's any damage. And Peggy's like, no, don't go, don't go. And I'm like, no. And I'm nervous. You know, I'm nervous. So I'm sitting there in my air conditioning, you know, and his face is red, sweat's pouring down. He's swearing at me. Both of his fists are clenched. You know, I didn't know if he was going to kick the tires or what he was going to do. And so I'm sitting there in my car in the air conditioning, and he's right there. So I put my car up in the park, opened the door, and got out. Sometimes I admit it's fun being big. This guy sees me. His face was bright red. Instantly, it turned stone cold white. His fist opens up. The sweat started to go back up. And he turned around and ran back to his car. And he's like, no, no, no. And so at that moment, I don't know, I was nervous a little bit. I didn't know what to do, so I followed him. And by the time I got up to his car, old-fashioned car, he was trying to lock the door, had two hands going. Finally, he realized that the window was down. Again, he's got the old crank. He's trying to crank up the window and all of that. And right then, I got up there right then, and he's like, go away, go away. You know, scared to death of me. Right then, I kind of realized what was going on. All the people in traffic jam were watching this. I turn around and look. Everybody's going, hey. Sometimes we're confronted by enemies. Sometimes we're confronted by big enemies. Sometimes we're confronted by two strong enemies. And a natural human reaction is run away, run away. We can lean on the Lord for strength. David understood that. I told you to put your fingers back in 2 Samuel, because you need to see just quickly the context. That's a good thing, right? Studying Scripture. In 2 Samuel 22, it's this praise song of deliverance. But let me show you why And to look at why, look quickly at 2 Samuel 21, where it talks about Goliath. Talk about big enemies. It talks about Goliath's family. David had already beat the big boy. But look at this. In the beginning of this chapter, if you read from verse 15 down, look at verse 16. This guy he's fighting now had a bronze spear that was 300 shekels. You drop down a few verses, verse 19, his spear was like a weaver's beam. I don't know what that is, but that seems big to me. Then verse 20, it says, yet again there was war at Gath, and there was a man of great stature who had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot, 24 in number, like the author has to tell us that. You know, and he also was born to the giant. I mean, I got to tell you, that guy's big. He's even got an extra finger or two, you know. So when he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shema, David's brother, killed him. And then these four were born to the giant in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and the hand of his servants. Sometimes there's big enemies. Sometimes there's big enemies, even during our calamity. And I think it's important for us to understand that we can lean on the Lord's support when we're confronted by those enemies. And that's a great source of comfort. We can lean on the Lord. The psalmist tells us that when faced with giants. The second thing in this passage is we need to learn to cry out to the Lord in times of distress. Learn that lesson. That we can cry out to the Lord during times of distress. The psalmist talks about that as well, that we can cry out to the Lord. Look at verse 3. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. Drop down. Look at verse 6. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. And there really is an interesting progression. I'm not going to take the time to really hammer that. But he says, I cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple. My cry. There's a difference between calling and crying. One is to cry loudly, is to yell loudly, and the other one is to know who to call out to and to realize that our God is that. In my distress, in times of distress, and I love the vivid language of this psalm, the pangs of death, the floods, the sorrows, the snares. I mean, think about that. Isn't life like that sometimes? The pangs, the sorrows, the snares. Life is like it's coming at us from all angles. And verse 6, I read it to you before. In my distress. That's an interesting word. It's a word that means tight places. It means that everything's coming out of me. In my distress, what did the psalmist do? Cried unto God. Cried unto God. Important lesson. Because there are pangs. There are sorrows. There are waves upon waves that hit us in our distress. It's important that during those times we cry unto God, because the truth of it is there's times in life where there's nothing else to do. To cry out to God. There's one more and I'm done. The third source of strength is that we can look to God to release His resources when we cry out to Him. Look to God to release His resources. I love the language here. You know, you cry out to God, and God releases the very resources of heaven. It says then, verse 7, then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills were quaked. And because he was angry, smoke went out. He scattered lightnings. All of those are there. The unbelievable, vivid language. Because one of his little followers cried out to him. I have one daughter. I told you about Christy, first girl in my side of the family in several generations. Believe me, my little girl's important to me. Believe me, she's important to me. I remember one time she was little, playing outside on our deck. I don't even know what happened, but there was this loud scream, blood-curdling scream. Something happened to my daughter. You know, you get up, you run out there, and it was an insect. But Christy was terrified. Daddy took care of the bug. We cry out to God. I admit the things that I cry out to, knowing whom to cry out to, are pretty trivial sometimes. And sometimes they're pretty hard. Sometimes it feels like distress. It's one thing after another. I'm in calamity and still there's giants. Learn to cry out to the Lord because He loves to release the very resources of heaven, like a daddy getting up to help his little girl. Why? The text says at the end, because He delights in us. What an amazing thing that God does this. Because He wants to. I don't know the president. I don't know the governor. I don't know the mayor of my town. But I do know the God of the universe. And God delights in His followers, not because I deserve it, because He loves us and He wants to. Folks, yeah, life is hard sometimes. There's distress. There's one other thing, and I got to point this out. It says there that, verse 19, He brought me out into a broad place. That's the exact opposite of that word distress. God takes away the stress, takes away the pangs and the floods and the snares, and brings us into a broad place, a place of comfort and encouragement. Our God does that for us. Because He wants to, because He loves us. Folks, if you're here this morning and haven't put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation, then that God, that comfort can be yours. And even in that kind of distress, cry out to God. That's our source of comfort. Psalm means a lot to me. And I hope it'll become one of your favorites. When our distress, we cry out to the Lord, asking for His resources. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your word. And I thank You for Your goodness to us. Thank You for this church. And I just pray that You'd teach us during times of incredible problems, giants, distress, wave after wave, pangs, snares, floods. God, teach us to cry out to You. Not just loudly, well, that's important, but it's knowing who to cry out to. Father, thank You for Your love. In Jesus' name we pray.